Morning, everyone. Hopefully, everybody's got a chance to get some coffee. It's like bright and early. Well, this session is about live tiles and push notifications. My name is Saurav Shodhan. I work on the Windows developer platform team, and I'm happy to talk to you about how you can use push notifications and tiles and Toast in your applications. One of the things I wanted to kind of share with you about before we get started is the effort to build push notifications is truly a work across many organizations at Microsoft and working with partners just like you who helped us with feedback and guidance to make our product even better. So we really thank you for participating and giving us feedback on our products. So before we get into notifications, I wanted to kind of set the stage in terms of what notifications are on the Windows and Windows Phone platforms. So some of this thing might already be some things you might know, but just so that we have the same language, I wanted to kind of set this up. So live tiles are a unique representation of your app on a Windows Phone start screen or on the Windows start screen. This is my start screen, and you can see that I have a live tile on the top right for the weather app, Facebook, WhatsApp. So these are just your app's representation on the start screen. Toast are a banner that come up on the start screen. They're designed to kind of get your attention. Badges is the third type of notification, which is like a summary information on top of a tile. And what I mean by that is if you see that there is a badge on top of Facebook with two that says, hey, you have two updates in there, you might want to go check it. And then finally, with Windows Phone 8.1 and Windows 8.1, we also support raw notifications, which allow you to do background execution without any UI constructs. So that's what the different types of notifications we support on the platform. But why should you care? Why do notifications matter? So I'm going to share with you four key insights into why notifications can help your apps and what you can do with them. So with a mobile device, it's quite powerful, but it is resource constrained. You know, it has small battery, so your app is not always running or the customer is not always using your app. So one of the best ways to kind of get to the customer is using notifications to do multitasking. You can send them a Toast or a tile to get them back into your application, allowing you to engage with them in such a way that they can discover more value of your application. For example, I use a bill payment app to pay my electric bill on the first of every month. The bill is generally due on the 15th, but I'm diligent about it. I go into the app and pay the bill. But this month, while I was preparing to come here, I forgot about going into the app and paying the bill, and it got to the 10th. The app realized that I have not done what I normally do, and it sent me a tile update saying, hey, your bill's due. You want to do something about it? And that's great because it allowed me to go into the app, take care of my business. This builds trust with the app. It allows you as a developer to build relationships so that you can have the customer come back into your app and use your app more often. So finally, live tiles are great. They are unique to the Windows and the Windows Phone platform. They allow you to show unique characteristics of your app. Think about it. Many, like 20 years ago, to find information, you had to go to encyclopedia or something like that that was not easily accessible. Then came along the modern search engine like Google and Bing, and if you knew the right query and if you went and figured out the right question, you can get an answer, but you didn't really know if it was really right for you. With live tiles, you can get the information personalized, available to you instead of the customer going and discovering it on outside. So it's a unique way to get the information that's applicable to the customer, to them, on the customer's start screen. So that's why you should use notifications. It will get you, your customers, to come in your app and use your app. So what am I going to cover today? So if you want to use notifications, there are six things that it would help you to know, and I will walk you through those. Number one, We heard loud and clear the need of a single consistent platform between Windows and Windows Phone. And I'll walk you through what the Converge Push platform looks like. We also understand that a lot of our customers today are using the current Push platform. I will walk through some of the improvements on the Push platform, the existing Push platform. And then for enterprise apps, I will cover how notifications can be integrated into the enterprise app. And then building notifications, writing the app for it is harder, but test it is even harder. So we have tooling investments that will help you test your app while you are building it just on the client. With notifications and Windows Phone 8.0, we have the Action Center. I will speak about the interaction of notifications with the Action Center and the developer APIs that are available to you to manage the information in Action Center. And finally, the flexibility that the platform provides in terms of tile templates, Toast, background execution, allowing you to build a great and engaging application. So, first topic, what is the Converge platform, right? Windows shipped with what they call as the Windows notification service. The Windows Phone team had their own service. And there you go. You'll have two investments, one for Windows, one for Windows Phone. But with Windows Phone 8.1, you have a single consistent service, which is the Windows notification service. You write your code once and use it everywhere. And I will walk you through, line by line, the few steps that you need to take to integrate push notifications in your app. So with this release, we have a single consistent push platform across both Windows and Windows Phone. But some of you might have apps in the store today. Anyone here have an app in the store? Oh, wonderful. Do you guys use push notifications or live tiles? Maybe then, okay. But for some of us, we might have the app already in the system. So because the audience here doesn't have as many apps in the system, I will move on to the next section. But what I want to make a point about here is that we value your apps in the system. We know that it's not easy to just kind of pick up one day and start writing new code the next day. So we have taken a lot of time to make sure your apps continue to work as your customers expect. And that's just not true for push notifications, true for all the other APIs on the platform. So just for level setting, let's refer to these APIs as the .NET/MPN APIs. Here you will find everything that you are already using, and they are available on the platform just like you would use them today. But the key point here is, underneath the covers, the platform is completely new. The existing APIs just have been shimmed on top of the new platform, and the primary reason we did this is to accrue the benefits of the new platform to your existing apps. And I'll walk you through some of these things. One of the first things we build is what we refer as the MPN shim. And the shim just is a key part of the new platform that allows us to take existing apps, the notifications from existing apps, and route them to your device without the server changing any code or the client changing any code. So in this walkthrough, you can see that your app, an existing app, is running on a Windows Phone 8.1 device. There are two API stacks, .NET, which is the existing API stack, and the WinRT API stack. And the new single platform underneath both of these API stacks. Your app, and then the push server that Microsoft has rolled out, the new WNS push server, your app server, and then the MPN shim that helps translate information between existing apps and the new service. So when the app runs the first time and it requests a push channel, our platform knows that this is a push channel request for an existing app. So we tell WNS saying, hey, can I get a channel for the existing app so that the app can understand and use it as they use it today? Once you get the channel, you route that channel to your server. And when your server is ready to send the notification, let's say it's a weather app, and we all have used the app to launch the app, and then the server knows that we all want weather in Houston. And when the weather in Houston is nice and great and the weather app wants to send you an update, they can take this push channel and send you a notification. They don't need to change their code. They will just route it to the MPN shim, which in turn knows how to talk to WNS, and WNS will route it to the device. So your apps, again, don't need to change any code. They work as you expect. There are some behavioral improvements, but in a nutshell, the point I want to make is that the app works and behaves the way you expect it. On the server side, for you guys, using existing push platform, you don't have to rewrite your app as well. Some key insights we got as part of bringing the platform over on the existing infrastructure, and I wanted to make two points here, is that some of the developers have domain whitelisting, and we did not expect that. So at first we said, oh, we'll just create a new domain so that we can kind of keep the old system on the side and the new system on this side. But then we realized as we tested, we spent, you know, months out testing all the existing apps, understanding how they perform, how they behave, and realized that there were two key insights. Maybe it's a bank app, maybe it's, you know, some enterprise app have domain whitelisting. So we made sure that you don't have to change your domains by using the same domains in the push URI we send you. We also learned that because of some defaults and some space limitations, developers can have length restrictions on the server. And so we thought, if we change the platform, we should make our partners change our platform just because we made a new something new. So we have gone back and made sure that the push URI is of the same length that we used to give before so that the expectation of the system is maintained. So in a nutshell, if you have an existing app that uses push notifications either on the MPN system, you do not need to rewrite your client code and do not need to rewrite your server code. The existing system continues to work. So now that we are all here to learn about WNS, right? So let's get started to see how you would use WNS in your system. The APIs you call are the WinRT APIs. Here you will find all the familiar namespaces that are available on Windows. And so Windows and Windows Phone share the same namespaces, same API, same behavior. So if you write your code once, it will ship on both of the platforms. And I will walk you through that code in a few minutes. You can try all the MSDN examples today out there, and they will just compile both on Windows and Windows Phone. So just like the MPN shim architecture, you'll find similarities in the new WNS architecture, and that's by design because we want to make the transition consistent. So in this flow, the green app is your new universal or a Windows Phone Silverlight 8.1 app. It's sitting on top of the WinRT stack and the new push platform underneath. Again, the WNS server in the cloud, which is going to be responsible for sending notifications to the device. Your cloud server will come into play as we go down further. The first thing that your app needs to do is request a channel. And let's see what the code looks like for requesting channel. So the namespace you need to use is the using.windows.networking.pushNotifications is the namespace that gives you the channel URI. And all you need to do is call the async function that will return the channel URI on the push notification channel manager. That's it. All you need to do is this three lines of code, and you can get a push channel for your device. And the unique thing about a push channel is every device that supports push notification gets a unique channel URI. Each channel URI is specific to the app on the device. So if I have two apps, then each app will have its own channel URI, and each channel URI is bound to the app's identity. So let's say if you have WhatsApp and Facebook, one cannot send notification to the other. So in that way, your notifications are secure. One note here is that channel URIs have an expiration time. So every time your app launches, you should just run this code again. So now that you have requested the channel URI, the next step would be to send this information to your cloud server. So let's see what the code would look like here. This is not like a platform code. This is just basic web request, but I include this for completeness. So here I'm making a call to my contoso.com, making an HTTP web request. I'm encoding the channel URI I just got from the client, and then I write the stream to my server. As I said, you might want to make sure that you capture the expiration time of the channel URI on the server. Let's say if you're building a weather app and you wanted to send updates to the customer by the zip code, then when you send the channel URI, you might want to send some location information, something about the customer back to your server so that your server can kind of know what is the context of this channel URI if the app is going to deliver some personalized information. So that was step two. Now that we have the channel and we would like to send an update to our device, you need to first authenticate. There are two prerequisite steps to authenticate, and I'll walk you through those now. First, you need to submit your app in the store, and this is just a screenshot of the app in the store. And then you click on details, and there you'll see a link to the identity page on the store. Clicking that takes you to the identity page specific to this app. There are two key pieces of information that you need from here. Number one is the packet SID, which uniquely is associated with your app's identity, and the packet secret. You need these two pieces of information to request the OAuth token from the WNS server. So let's see how you would request the OAuth token once you have these two pieces of information. This is an HTTP POST request to login.live.com, and you put in the SID, which is in red, and the secret, which is in blue. Once you do that, WNS will return the OAuth token. OAuth token doesn't expire right away, so you can keep it and use it for sending push notifications over time, and once it expires, you need to renew it. But you just need to do this authentication flow just in once every few days or every few hours. I forget right now. So once you have the token, it's time to send the push notification. And let's see how it would look. So the first thing that I'm highlighting here is the push channel that you got from your device. If you recall earlier on that the first thing that the app does is request the push channel. This is what it sent to you. The next thing is the token that we just requested from WNS. Then, in order to send a notification, you need to specify if the notification type is either toast or a tile. In our case, we are sending a toast. And the payload associated to the toast. Sending this, WNS will respond with, once it is accepted and the channel URI is valid, with 200 OK. That means that the WNS server has gotten your request and it will deliver to the client if the client is connected. If not, it will deliver at a later time. Two pieces of information here that are very important from a server development perspective is the message ID and the debug trace ID. You should log them on your server side because if you have any issue and you want to debug with Microsoft, you would need these two pieces of information in order to look up our logs. So, you know, make the request, look at the status code, and file these debug informations on your server side to help future investigations. So we did not just bring push notifications onto Windows Phone from Windows. We wanted to make sure we incorporated our learnings from the many years of building push notifications on Windows Phone. First off, we wanted to make sure that the APIs are consistent and the implementation is consistent. So that was number one for us between Windows and Windows Phone, to be consistent so your code development is just once. So that's what we accomplished. With Windows Phone, and just like Windows, you can use RAW now to wake up and do some background execution. So this will allow you to kind of sync some state from your server without kind of popping a toast notification or tile notification. And you can do this even without the app being on the foreground, which is unique now to both Windows and Windows Phone platform with this release. So we are happy to share this with you. We also did a lot of work in terms of making sure that the notifications are delivered. So for example, if you take the elevator ride or get in a tunnel and you're gone for 30 minutes, we wanted to make sure that you feel a connected experience even when you come back. So we did some work on the offline queuing depth on the server side. We did some work around how we retry our messages so that when you come back, And if one of your friends in that 30 minutes had sent you 100 messages from WhatsApp, you get them when you come back in those 30 minutes. Let's say you're out for longer periods. Let's say you took a hike for like a camping trip for 3 days or 5 days. We cache up to 7 days of 5 toast notifications, 5 tile notifications, and 1 raw to help you get to the most important information that you care about when you come back in a connected state. And finally, as I mentioned earlier, with MPN, you had to manage your certificates to get secure push. With WNS, everything is secure by design, and you do not need to manage certificates anymore. So to highlight some of the key differences, as I mentioned earlier, every time the app launches, please request a new channel URI. Renew the channel URI periodically. You don't need the app launch for this. You can use a background task with a maintenance trigger to renew the channel URI. And the primary driver for renewing the channel URI is that the channel URI, which is the key thing that you need to send the notification to the device, expires, so you need to renew it on a frequent basis. To send notification, you need to authenticate with WNS using OAuth protocol. And then the identity is now shared between Windows and Windows Phone. And when I say the identity, identity of your app. So we will walk through that flow as to how it looks through the code demo. So next I'm going to walk you through what it would look if you were to start and write your project, start your project from scratch. My goal is to help you incorporate push notifications in your apps, especially the gentleman here who might not have been using it. So this would be a great starter way to learn about it. So now you know that with Windows Phone 8.1 and Windows 8.1, you can create a universal project. So a universal project allows you to kind of have your UI code separate but share some of the platform code. So what I would do is I would go new project universal and create like a blank app, right? So I have gone ahead and done that. So which is basically this, it has created these two stub projects for me. And now I will go and add the shared code for push notification. So universal app again, it's called the Portable Universal Library. So we're going to call it shared push. The goal of this library is to request the channel URI for your Windows and Windows Phone apps. So we'll rename our class to something we can understand. As we are going to set up the channel URI, I'm just going to call the class setup push. And as I mentioned earlier, that the namespace that you need to use push notification is windows.networking.pushNotification. This is the critical namespace to acquire the channel URI. I'm also going to use the system.diagnostics to help me debug stuff. So we are declaring a push channel object. And because this, we need to call this from a different project. We are just going to declare an async function that allows us to kind of initiate the push channel request. So I'm just going to call my function initialize. The push channel that we declared earlier. And all you do is call push channel manager dot create async, and that will return the push channel for us. Let's make sure I have written this properly. And I'll also add the debug breaks to it so it'll help stop here. Okay, so now that we have the shared push library, now we can go to our Windows Phone project and add a reference to this library, this portable class. I'll call it shared push. Also, one of the key things about using toast notifications is that in your manifest for Windows and Windows Phone, you need to say toast capable equal to true. Doing this will allow the customer to know in the settings pane that, hey, this app is going to send me toast notifications, and if I don't want toast notifications, then I can suppress it. So it's required to have this set, otherwise toast notifications will not show on the customer's screen. So we'll go ahead and add the reference to the Windows project. So as you can see, I'm sharing the same base library between both of my Windows and Windows Phone projects. I'll go ahead and set toast capable on my Windows project as well. Let's go ahead and now reference our class that we just declared, and then I'm going to declare a variable for that class. New up that variable. And then we'll call the initialize function that we wrote in the shared portable class. So what I have done so far is basically written the portable class and reference that portable class in my Windows project, and I'll go ahead and do the same for my Windows Phone project. So I'll copy these two lines of code from here. Let's go to the Windows Phone project. I'll add a little button so that we can have a fancy UI. So again, referencing the shared portable class by writing it here. Okay, let's see if everything builds. I was testing some stuff before, so. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay, so now that we have that set up, what I've also done before is I've went ahead and added this apps to the store. So you would need to do that in order to get the identity from the store server. So go ahead and flow through this, and we can associate the app to the store, which will add this. I've already done that, so I'm going to cancel for now. Add this identity to your app on the client. So now that if I was to run this project, you will see that it will go and call the same shared code that I just wrote, and I'll copy the channel URI that we got. And if I was to take this app away, so now your app is not running, and send a push notification using my test server. So a point here about my test server. When I associated this app to the store server, it gave me an identity that is unique to this app. I got this information from from the identity page. So you can see that the SID here and my secret are uniquely associated to the app that I just ran. So I'm going to send a toast notification. And the toast notification requires a payload. And here I'm calling it Hello World TechEd. And let's see what happens. And this is going to send a toast notification on Windows. There we go. And so if I was to take this code and run it on Windows Phone, it would have the same effect. So let's make the Windows Phone as the startup project. It's going to break in the code for the push channel, request for the push channel. And the thing about this code is that every app and every device gets its own unique channel, right? So now that we have our push server set up and our shared library, we can now send push notifications consistently to both Windows and Windows Phone. So this is the same server that I went to, and I did not have to change my SID and secret, right? So that your code that you have written on the server side can send push notifications regardless of the device being Windows or Windows Phone. So the thing to watch here is the emulator, and the emulator should show us Hello World TechEd. There we go. So same code running consistently on both Windows and Windows Phone. So we can take this a step further. So I showed you a basic example of sending toast notifications for your app. But sometimes, you might want to compute some information in the background before actually showing a toast notification. A great example of that is a chat application or a game application that needs to set up state before they show the toast notification. So I have a sample which is built on the same flow. So you can see I have a universal app, a Windows and a Windows Phone. In here I have my push library, which is what we just wrote. And this app has a background task. With Windows Phone 8.1, you can use a background task, associate it to a push trigger. What that basically means, it tells the OS, hey, when a push notification comes in for me, can you please wake me up? I need to do some work. So I'm going to show you how that code would look like. So let's run the app. So again, like before, we get the channel URI for this particular application and particular device. I also want to show you that a channel URI has an expiration object property, there, as you guys can see on the screen. And you should capture that on your server, as I mentioned, because the channel URI might not be valid after a certain point. And the additional thing I'm doing is I'm associating a delegate here for my incoming push. What this allows me is that if my app is running and a notification comes in and the customer is playing the app, I might not want to pop a toast at that time. My experience might be different. I might just show some information within the app. So that with Windows Phone 8.1, you can associate that delegate and handle the toast or a raw while your app is running. In the demo that I will show you now is when your app is actually not running. So let's bring up, so that's your fancy app. We go back into the back, so it's not even on the back stack, so I'll make sure it's nowhere now. So it's gone. So now if I take that push channel and add it to this, this is my other server. Again, in this, I have a unique secret and a SID associated to that app. And if we were to send a raw notification, let's call it TechEd Raw Edition, my background task is going to wake up, and it's going to pop a toast. But you could imagine that that task could actually go contact your server or download some information. So let's do that. So there you go. So the way this happened is I have a portable class library which inherits from the iBackground task interface, and it has a one method called run, which gets executed when the trigger comes, which is, in this case, the push notification trigger. So now you have seen what different types of notifications we support, how notifications can be used to engage your customers, how your apps, if you have written today, continue to work, and what are some of the new powerful things using raw notifications you can do. Let's kind of walk through some of the unique properties of Toast notifications. Next. Yes. Yes, there is a CPU cycle limit, and there is a limit on time, 45 seconds. I cannot get the screen to come up. Excuse me. And on the PowerPoint. There we go. Got it. Thanks. So what if you have an existing app and you want to use push notifications in your Zap or the way we used to have them in the Windows Phone world before? And we understand that not all pieces of your code need to migrate to the new modern world. So we have enabled your existing apps through what we refer to as the Windows Phone Silverlight 8.1 model to incorporate WNS in your apps. You can have all the tile templates, all the functionality that I have shown so far, all is available to you if you want to use that model as well. All you need to do is go to Visual Studio and click Upgrade to Silverlight 8.1, and that would move all the code in a way that will allow you to call WNS. One key thing that we need to do, and which I will show in my next demo, is in the WM app manifest, you have to go and select what is your notification service. Either is it MPN or WNS? And if you select MPN, then please do not use the new .NET APIs. And if you select WNS, then do not use the .NET APIs with WNS, and with MPN, do not use the WinRT APIs. Mix and match, just like I mixed and matched the words right now, would not work. So with WNS, use the new stuff. With MPN, use the legacy stuff. So what if I want to incorporate notifications in my line of business apps, right? So in order to incorporate notifications in your line of business apps, you can choose either MPN or WNS, but it will depend on which platform you're building. If you're building a universal app, then if it's a Windows app, then you can use WNS. If you're building a Silverlight 8.1 app, the one that I just talked about, then you can either use WNS or MPN. On Windows Phone, if you're just building the modern runtime app, then it does not support notifications right now. But recommendation, use the Windows Phone Silverlight app model for notifications on your enterprise apps. So Toast are a great way to bring the customer into your applications. A Toast can have text, a Toast can play a sound, and with the Converge world, all the templates that the Toast use on Windows are supported on Windows Phone, except that not all fields can be shown on Windows Phone because the available space is limited. So use Toast notifications where you want to grab the customer's attention. I think of Toast notifications as something that is real time, and every app needs to decide for itself what is the right model for them, because if it's a messaging app and it sends me a Toast every time there is a new message for me, then I feel that that's a great idea, but that's my personal opinion. But if it's a deals app, I personally would not prefer a notification for a new deal every time. But my wife, who's tracking some deals, she might. So it's kind of complicated that way. So you have to figure out who your customer on the receiving end is and give them the right levers to get the right form of notifications, right? Because if you send too many notifications, Toast notifications, because they interrupt the customer, they might choose to say, hey, I don't want toast notifications from you. So just find the right balance is the message. The other thing about toast notifications is, if you send a notification as the customer is not around to interact with your notifications. With Windows Phone 8.1, we have Action Center, where once the notification goes away from the start screen, it goes into the customer's Action Center. And Action Center is one new other word for Notification Center. Here, the customer can dismiss an individual notification, can remove a set of notifications associated to a given app. What I mean by that is, let's say Facebook has a bunch of updates for you, right? And you glance through them and you said you don't want to kind of remove every update. You can just say, okay, I'm done with Facebook, right? And let's say if you have a few things that you've just kind of browsed through, at the end you can just say, hey, I want to clear all. So then you can start from fresh. So we wanted to keep it light and easy, not something that the customer has to go manage feverishly. So yes, these are the few things that you can do on the Action Center. A key point about Action Center is that when notifications are in the Action Center, they will stay there for 7 days unless the developer has specified that the notification expires. We show 20 notifications for each app, and if you have more than 20 notifications, then we show a little thing at the bottom that says, hey, there are more notifications in the app, because we don't want them an infinite scrolling list, right? Then it makes sense for them to go to the application and get more information. And finally, we did a lot of work to make sure notifications come to you and your device when you come back from offline states. But if you do that, one of the trade-offs here is, oh, I'll see a bunch of toasts coming up, right? And then I'll have to kind of dismiss them one after the other, and that's no fun. So when that happens, when you come back from a disconnected state and we deliver a bunch of notifications to you, we silently put them in Notification Center and let the customer know that, hey, you had missed notifications from WhatsApp. So you send them one, we show them one system notification, allowing them to go back to Notification Center to kind of discover the things that they might have missed while they were offline. From a developer perspective, what are some of the things you can do? First of all, because an existing app does not have the new APIs, we had to make one adjustment for existing apps. So when you launch an existing MPN-style app, we will clear the notifications from Action Center. If you want to use WNS or the SilverLight 8.1, here are some of the API constructs that you can use. You can remove an individual notification. We talked about a deal app, but the deal might expire. So you can send you can update the Notification Center by saying, hey, I want to remove this notification. Each notification can have a tag and a group associated to it. And let's say you have a bunch of updates around a stock price, and every often you want to send an update, you might want to just kind of update all the notifications for a given stock. And you can just send a replacement notification. Also, as I alluded earlier, each notification can have expiration, so that if the notification is not valid anymore, it is no more kept in the Action Center. One of the unique things about Action Center is that we've as we talked about this trade-off of getting in front of the customer or sending them a tile notification or putting something in Action Center, you can do so by sending a ghost toast. What that does is basically, instead of kind of popping up on the customer's screen, it silently goes in the Action Center. And that allows the customer to chase the notification at a later time. So tiles. Tiles are truly unique to the Windows and the Windows Phone platform. As I mentioned earlier, tiles allow you to showcase your app's personality on the customer's start screen. Use tiles to let the customer know what they can expect out of the application. Here is the list of templates that we support on Windows and Windows Phone. And with the new Converge platform, the Windows Phone platform supports 42 of the 70 templates. Each template on the Windows Phone platform uniquely renders the elements. Because again, just like on the toast, the space on Windows Phone is limited in comparison to Windows. So when you send one of these templates, they will be accepted by Windows Phone. They just might behave a bit differently. For example, the Windows peak template, which goes up and down, behaves as a flip on Windows Phone, because that is the metaphor that Windows Phone supports. So all the templates are converged. We support all of them. Here's a link to see all the templates side by side. And if you click the link, it'll show you how each of this template would look like on Windows and Windows Phone. So let's go through that quickly. So as you see on these templates, they show side by side as to, oh, it's not on your not on your screen. There we go. Now, see it? Nope. Okay. See side by side how the Windows and the Windows Phone templates behave on the new converged platform. So you can take some time to understand how, if you were to send a Windows template, how it would behave on Windows. So here is a good example of the peak template, where it goes up and down on Windows, and on Windows Phone it goes front and back. So great place to check out more about the tile templates. So so a little more about the tile templates. Windows has some very large templates which the Windows Phone cannot support, like the 310 by 310. Windows Phone itself has a few unique templates, like the iconic template. And if you want to use them, you can on Windows Phone. They won't be supported on Windows. But in general, about 42 of the 72 templates are supported on Windows Phone or from Windows. And all templates, when you send them, they won't be rejected. They will just kind of render in a way that makes sense on the device you're sending them to. So how can you send tile updates? So we so far have talked about push notifications, but notifications can be sent in multiple ways. If your app is running, you can run local code to update your tiles or show local toast. You can schedule a notification. A scheduled notification is kind of cool for things that need like some sort of a reminder at some point. A very unique way to do tile notifications is periodic notifications. It's a very lightweight way to update your tile, very lightweight. You do not need to write a background task, you do not need to roll like a push server. All you need to do is give a polling URI to the platform, and the platform will poll this notification, tile notification, on the period that you specify. So you can have a fresh updated tile at certain frequencies. And obviously, push notification is a great way to deliver dynamic content on a frequent basis. And also, if you want to build tiles which in ways that the templates that we provide do not meet your requirements, using like a raw notification to download your tile and render it locally would be a great way to make your tiles show great on the start screen. All these update mechanisms take the same tile payload. Here is an example of a medium tile payload with a visual element and binding that's associated to the tile template catalog that we just saw. So here is an example of a large or a wide tile template. A note about these tile templates is that they were consistently same on all forms of updates, either local or push. Also, a customer might have pinned the medium tile or a wide tile, so it is recommended to send both of these payloads to the platform, and we will figure out what the customer has pinned, and we will show them the appropriate template. The other thing also is that if you're sending the same templates to Windows and Windows Phone from your server, the recommendation is to, if you are sending a specific template for Windows Phone, then put that template up front, as we will do the first match and try to render the first match. So if there is a Windows template that matches, then we will render that, and you might not want that. So if you want a specific template to render on Windows Phone or on Windows, whichever way you are choosing to render on, then please specify the specific template first. So with convergence of the platform, the things that are available on Windows are also available on Windows Phone. You can, as I mentioned, do periodic polling, schedule updates. In my demo next, I'll show you a tile notification queue. Today on Windows Phone, you can only have one tile at a time. But that's okay, but we wanted to kind of make it more dynamic, just like Windows has it. So now you can specify 5 tiles, and then they will cycle through those pieces of information as the as over time. So we'll see how that works. Again, just like Toast can have expiration, tiles can have expiration. And with the convergence, you get about 42 converged templates between Windows and Windows Phone, allowing you to draw some great tile experiences. Now that you have learned all about different types of notifications, different things you can do with notifications, let's say you start writing code and you have your app kind of working with the notifications. Testing notifications is a hard job because, as you saw me earlier, setting up my server, setting up my associating it with the store takes a lot of steps. And if you're a client dev, you want to kind of get ahead and make sure that your things are working. With this new release of Windows Phone 8.1, we wanted to make sure that all of these problems can be addressed in a lightweight manner. So we have a new tool set available to us with Windows Phone 8.1. And I'll walk you through how that works. See it? Yes. So when you bring up the emulator, you can bring up the additional tools, and in there is a notifications tab. This is very powerful. It allows you to simulate the entire push server stack without even connecting with the server. All you do is check this enabled checkbox. It now tricks the client platform into connecting to this local simulator. This simulator automatically picks up all the applications that are using push notifications while you are developing. So you don't need to go and figure out the app ID, and it would be very cumbersome. So we, underneath the covers, automatically figure out how to bring that up to you. We also figure out the channel URIs associated to this app. So we're just trying to make it easier for you to kind of test. And even better is, we support all notification types. So let's say if you want to send a Toast notification, and I already have deployed one of my apps onto this emulator, all I do is select a Toast template and say send. And there you go. So very easy to test using the emulator. So let's see a project that we have here, which I wanted to walk you through, is about using some of these new tools and techniques in your Windows Phone Silverlight 8.1 app. Because as I mentioned, some of you might want to use push notifications in your existing apps. So in order to do that, the first step is to make sure that you tell the platform that you're using WNS or MPN. So in our case, we are going to use WNS. Again, the code here looks identical to what we wrote earlier. You're basically requesting a push channel, and in this case, I'm also enabling the tile queue. So what this does is as I said, cycles through the tile notifications. So let's see how the tile queuing works. So for example, if I was to take a tile, and let's take the first one and send this one. So there we go. And then if we had a one with four lines of text, text two, okay. And so it just sends different, it will cycle through all of these templates over time. So you see there's a different template available to you there. Let's try a different one. Let's say if I want the tile square one with four fields. So there you go, four fields. And it still says, shows my name, my app's name at the bottom. And let's say if I want to change something like that, I can go branding. And the next update, see, it went away. So you can do real-time validation of your tile platform, your implementation of your client code using the simulator. It's a very powerful thing. It supports all templates for tiles. It supports all the things for Toast. And it also allows you to put a badge. So let's say if I want to put a little badge count here. Let's call this 5. There you go. So you can dynamically test all of these things locally, which is very powerful. So going back to our app, which is now a SilverLight 8.1 app. So I have set up the support for WNS. I have the same code for creating my push channel and initiating the tile queue. I also have the same background, raw background execution model, where I declared a class inherited from iBackgroundTask, implemented my run method, my registration code. So let's see what it would look if you wanted to create a secondary tile, which is a concept that allows you to set a tile surface specific to content in your app. So for example, let's say if ESPN was building an app and they have different teams, and somebody from Seattle might be interested in Seahawks, while somebody from some other team, let's pick Denver, might be interested in Peyton Manning, right? So for me, I would go to the app and say, show me tile updates for Seattle. And the app can then create a secondary tile by specifying which page in the app this content needs to come to and what specific updates this secondary tile needs to show. So let's walk through the code as to how that looks like. So I'm creating a secondary tile. All it does here is newing up a secondary tile. I'm specifying a unique ID for my secondary tile. I need to give it a name. A key point I want to make about a SilverLight 8.1 secondary tile constructor is that you need to pass the arguments in a URI format, because the 8.1 model expects the incoming arguments to be in URI format. If you're using WNS on the Universal app, you can just pass in anything and it would be allowed. So if I just were to pass in "Hello, Saral," it would work. But in 8.1 model, you need to pass the incoming arguments in a URI format. The fourth variable here, or the input parameter here, is the logo, and I'm supporting the default tile size. I'm declaring some visual elements, some background color, and I'm supporting both square and wide. So let's see, look at our tile. I can make it small, I can make it large, and now let's go back to our app and call update. So Here I will show you the URI parameters coming in. The first time around it is, here are the URI parameters. So tile ID, secondary tile bar, this is what I passed in. And so let's click update. And all I'm doing with the update here is I'm passing in the tile template, a tile square 150 by 150 with one image, and then a tile wide 310 by 310 with these four images, which basically creates the iconic tile on your start screen, which is kind of a cool way to represent pictures and have that on your tile start screen. So now if you go back to the app, you can see that the tile is now has pictures. I didn't mean to click on it, but yeah. But if I resize it, it becomes a single logo, and if I was to maximize it, it will have all the five pictures being shown to it. So what I have here is a Silverlight 8.1 app using all the new constructs of WNS, all the tile templates, using the new tooling, being able to use Toast and RAW, everything that we saw today in your existing Silverlight 8.1 apps. So having said that, let's review. What we have covered. So we wanted a single consistent platform on Windows and Windows Phone. With Windows Phone 8.1, we have a single WNS converged platform on both Windows and Windows Phone. We wanted to make your existing notification platform better, so we build it on top of WNS, allowing us to give you reliability improvements, latency improvements. So MPN on WNS is pretty scalable. As we saw, building an app can take a bit of work, and testing it is even harder. With the new simulation engine, you can test everything locally. Action Center allows your customers to go after notifications that they might not have been able to interact while they were away from their device. Developer APIs for Action Center allow you to manage information in Action Center. And finally, the tile templates, RAW to wake up background execution tasks, and Toast allow you to build engaging apps for your customers. Thank you so much for your time, and here are some resources for you to go and learn more. So please do so. Thank you. And please evaluate so we all can learn and grow. Thanks. Questions? Please use the mic, or it'll be easier, so that they're recording. They'll capture your question. I can repeat the question as well. Okay.
So when you click on the icon and you just send a tile update, mm-hmm. when you come into your app, can you read what was on that tile when the user touched on?
What was on the tile when the user touched? You can actually go through and read all the secondary tiles you have, and then you cannot read the template that was applied to it, but you can read the number of secondary tiles that were created.
But you cannot read what the text is.
Yeah, no. Okay. Any other questions? That's something we're working and considering at this time. Any other questions? Well, thank you so much. I'll be around if you have any one-on-one questions, but thank you for your time, and have a great morning, and have a great TechEd. Thanks.